Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Girl, I'm bad, 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 bad. Amazing why.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. You're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got Mike Robbins back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Mike is a personal development expert. He's a motivational speaker. He's the author of a number of books, including Focus on the Good Stuff, including his new book, which I love the title, folks, Be Yourself. Everyone else is already taken. Mike Robbins, welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Glad to be back. Merry almost Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you and yours, and I hope you have a great one. Mike, one of the things that I'd like to encourage people to do, and you talk about this in your work,
yes,
is the concept of being grateful and to appreciate what we have. You know, 2009 has been a tough year for a lot of folks.
Yeah.
But I've had a lot of tough years in my life. You know, I mean, yeah. I've been around a while, and you know, I haven't had a lot of. I've had some years that weren't cakewalks like 2009 was.
Sure.
And one thing I learned a while back, and you especially figure this out, I think, when you have kids.
Yep.
Is you got to learn how to segment your life so that if you have happy elements and your unhappy elements in your life, you don't let that take over your life. You segment that and keep it away from the happy parts. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely, because, you know, it's really a function of what we focus on. I mean, that's why I wrote the book I wrote called Focus on the Good Stuff. It's not, the title isn't Everything's Good. It's, no, focus on the good stuff. And in a lot of cases, Jim, as you know, that, quote, good stuff is subjective.
Right.
It's really a matter of how we relate to it. So, you know, there's one of my favorite movies of all time. It's called Good Will Hunting.
Oh, yeah.
With, you know, Robin Williams plays a therapist and Matt Damon plays a young, brilliant, but sort of troubled young man. And in one of their therapy sessions, I'm sure many people listening saw the movie, but if you didn't, there's a great scene where Robin Williams says to Matt Damon, listen, you'll have bad times in life. Everybody does. But then he says, they'll just wake you up to all the good stuff you weren't paying attention to. And I actually think that that's, look, not to belittle or minimize the challenge that a lot of us have dealt with as small business owners and just in life this year, given what's happened in the economy and many other factors. But I think, I know for me, and I've had some challenges in my business for sure, but it's really had me, as I know your guest before the break was talking about, refocus, re-strategize, and at some level take a step back and ask myself some important questions like, why am I doing this? Mm-hmm. What do I really love about this? What could I do differently? And at the end of the day, I think those questions are so important for us to ponder, and so many wonderful things have happened in people's lives this year, even in the midst of the challenge. So I think, again, without being too Pollyanna about it, we all have so much to be grateful for right now. And one of the things we can be grateful for is this year is just about over.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But, you know, all year long, as much as I've been cautioning and counseling my audience on how to deal with 2009, and I told them at the beginning of the year, actually a year ago this month, I started saying, you know, let's make sure that our singular goal for 2009 is to make sure that we open our doors January 1, 2010.
Yeah.
And that's the singular goal, and I think I'm going to make it, John. I'm not positive, but I think I'm going to make it. But the thing is that what happens when things are going great,
yep,
is we're not, introspection takes a hit when things are going great. Because
absolutely,
because we think we're so, all this is happening, John. If I'm doing great, if I'm rolling in dough and happy days are here again, it's because of one thing and one thing only. It's because I'm so smart.
Right.
And there's no introspection in that kind of an attitude, is there?
Exactly. And, you know, look, I think gratitude and appreciation, which is a core element, you know, of all my work and the books I write and everything, is important in every situation. When things are going well, it's so important that we not only celebrate it, but we pay attention, which what you're talking about is we often aren't paying attention when things are going well. We're just kind of riding the wave, you know? And when things start to go south, I remember, now, Jim, you know this about me because I've been on your show before. I mean, I'm a former pro baseball player, so I played at Stanford in college, and then I got drafted by the Kansas City Royals.
Yep.
Unfortunately, my third season in the minors, I ended up injuring my pitching arm, which ended my career before.
That's, kind of, that's not good for a pitcher, is it?
Yeah, it was tough, you know, but it taught me a lot. And one of the things I remember one of my pitching coaches saying to me years ago when I was really struggling at the time before I got injured, but I was going through a really rough patch, he sat me down and he said, listen, Mike, everybody knows how to ride on top of the wave. That's actually easy. He said, the tough part is when you fall off your board and you fall down and you're struggling around and you don't know which way's up. Can you get yourself back up on top in some way? And I think, again, you know, it's easy to say in hindsight, oh, I'm so glad that happened. The challenge for us, and particularly as small business owners, can we, in the midst of the struggle and challenge, can we see the silver lining in a real way?
Hold on to that thought, Mike. I got to wrap it up. Quick break. Stay with us. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out and using it to your advantage. We built it so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. You can read, you can listen, ask questions, check out our Brain Trust members, and my blog is there. You can subscribe to my newsletter. I hope you'll do that every Sunday afternoon. We'll send that to you by email. So check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Mike Robbins is our guest. He is the author of Be Yourself. Everybody else is already taken. And Mike, tell us how we can find your book.
The best way to find both my books, Be Yourself, Everyone Else Is Already Taken, as well as Focus on the Good Stuff, is to go to my website, which is mike-robbins.com. That's mike-robbins.com. And, you know, Jim, before the break, we were talking about the importance of being grateful and appreciative, even when things are challenging. You know, again, if things are going well, and look, it's not that every single person listening has had a tough year. You know, and what
some people,
actually,
some people have turned out, it's just turned out okay.
You know, it's funny, I'm talking to people, you know, and I speak to corporate groups, I speak to groups of entrepreneurs and small business owners all over the country, and when I'm going around and speaking and doing workshops, I find there's people that come up to me afterwards and they'll kind of, you know, grab me by the arm and pull me aside and say, hey, Mike, I'm actually having a pretty good year,
don't
but
tell
I sort
anybody,
of feel bad about it.
Don't you know? Tell anybody.
Yeah. Well, and it's and so what I say to people who are actually doing well or things have been, you know, they've been able to maintain, you know, their job or they've moved forward in their career if they happen to work or as small business owners, their businesses are actually doing well in this economy. Hey, fantastic. Be really excited, proud of yourself, grateful. You know, make sure to thank God every day for it and all that. But, you know, when things are going well in life and in business, we really want to make sure we're celebrating and appreciating it consciously. And when things are going not so well, as many more of us can relate to that this year, really it's about looking at, one of my mentors says to me all the time, hey, Mike, what good here are you not seeing that you could pay attention to?
Right.
So
and, you know,
really
somebody once
again,
said,
as we come into Christmas here and then, of course, next week we move into New Year's, we're all doing a lot of, you know, contemplating on this past year and sort of thinking about our goals for the new year and maybe a little apprehensively. But one of the best ways that we can really bring closure to the year is to take some inventory of the stuff that we're proud of from the year, even if it's harder to find this year, and also some of the stuff that's been tough that hasn't been so fun, and be able to let that go.
Well, you know, Mike, one of the things that someone said was, don't waste a crisis.
Yes, exactly.
And they use it in the political terms, which was kind of a negative. Kind of turns out that that's not going to be good for America. But from a personal standpoint, I think that's a good statement to think about, because as I have spoken to groups across the country this year, I have said, I've asked them, what did you learn this year?
Yep.
That about yourself, about your company, about life, about business. Did you learn something this year that will be very valuable to you in the future, but if it hadn't been for what happened in 2008 and 2009, you wouldn't have learned that lesson?
Right.
Did you learn? And you know what? You'd be amazed how many people raise their hand to say, you know what? If this hadn't happened, I wouldn't have learned this, and I'll benefit from this.
Exactly. You know, Jim, and I'm so glad you're saying that, because I couldn't agree more. And I think, you know, another thing that I think is so important for all of us to remember now, from what we're reading and hearing and from what we just know from the cycles of things, I mean, granted, this recession and economic downturn is about as intense as any of us have seen in our lifetimes, but we know it's going to come back. Now, hopefully sooner rather than later, and we're starting to see some signs in certain segments that it's already coming back. The thing that's important, of course, the first and foremost thing, not to be selfish, but to be self sort of aware, is, of course, like you said, we want to make it to keep our doors open the first day of 2010. We want to make sure that we survive our business, we're able to support our families. But as things start to pick back up, which I have a feeling they really are going to happen in 2010 and moving into 2011, the thing we want to not do is go back to the unconscious way that some of us were operating our businesses prior to this.
And let me tell you one reason why we've got to do that. 2010, I believe, will be better than 2009. But it's not going to fall in our laps.
No.
2010 is going to have plenty of its own challenges.
Yes.
And we're going to have, I think there's going to be more opportunity for 2010 to be good. But it won't be an automatic kind of thing. We're going to have to earn it.
No, absolutely. And I think, again, if we can go back into these next couple of years as things hopefully start to go in a more positive direction. And, yeah, we got to earn it. We're going to have to work for sure. But if we can remember to stay that much more aware and be that much more grateful, remembering the lessons that we've learned. See, the thing we don't want to do, two things, is either, again, as it starts to get better, go back to sleep, or be so paranoid because of what we've experienced. See, we can learn from this challenge and this situation, realizing, you know what, this could happen. We don't want to have it be this reactionary thing. I don't trust anyone. I'm never going to do this. I'm not going to take any risks. I'm going to be really conservative. It's ultimately about understanding ourselves and our businesses better and being more efficient and more productive in the way we operate.
And you know, Mike, I really want to encourage people in your generations, people who are closer to your age. You're in your 30s.
Yes, I'm 35.
And people in your age and maybe a little older, maybe a little younger, because, see, I actually have lived through two recessions that were almost as bad, if not worse, but pretty close to as bad in the 70s and early 80s.
Right.
And so my generation, the boomers, most of us boomers, we've been through this before.
Sure.
But I really would, and so we didn't have to have this lesson, but your generation probably, if they will do what you just said.
Right.
They will benefit from this recession.
Well, absolutely. You know, my generation, so I'll be 36 in February. You know, I'm a Gen Xer. I live out here in the San Francisco Bay Area. I mean, we were right at the epicenter of the dot-com boom about 10 years ago, and we saw that bust. But you know,
found
what
out,
happened, and I
you
was
found out about
in the dot-com world myself.
You found out about about the gravity thing, didn't you?
Oh yeah,
you found out about Mr. Newton's law.
It went right into the real estate boom,
right?
And everyone jumped out of the dot-com sector and jumped into the mortgage industry for the most part. And we didn't really learn our lesson.
Mike, hold on to that thought. Got to take a quick break. 10 till. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Merry Christmas, everybody. Mike Robbins is our guest. He's our good friend, the author of Be Yourself, Everybody Else Is Already Taken. That's the new book. And he has other books out there. Mike-Robbins.com, right, Mike?
Yep, absolutely.
That's how they can find out more about you. All his books are available wherever books are sold.
Yep.
Mike, talk to us about one of the things that you talk a lot about in your book and in your work is this idea of being authentic. Now, when I think when I hear that, I have to quote Confucius, which is who I've someone said Socrates or Plato or somebody else said this, but 2,500 years ago, my records show that Confucius said the greatest way to live your life is to be in reality what you appear to be.
Yes.
And that's a measurement that I give other people, people that whom I admire the most.
Yep.
That when I get to know them, the people that I continue to admire are the ones who are in reality what they appear to be. I think that's a wonderful thing to aspire to. What do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it's the what you see is what you get phenomenon, and you know, in business especially, in terms of building trust, in terms of creating long-term relationships that are mutually beneficial. You know, the best thing that we can do ultimately is be ourselves, tell the truth, be honest and open. And, you know, I'll give you a quick example actually related to this book, which is kind of funny. When I was in the meeting pitching the idea for this book to my publisher who had published my first book, you know, I had prepared and I had my whole pitch, and, you know, the plan was I was going to meet with my editor and a few people on the team who I knew, and so it wasn't going to be a really stressful, I mean, I wanted to impress them and right. have them like the book, but right before we walked into the meeting, they said, oh, by the way, Deborah, who's the president of our publishing company, who I'd never met, she's going to join us because she really wants to meet you and hear about this new book. And I got really nervous. Like, oh, man, you know, she comes in, and she's very nice.
She's going to ask a lot of
woman,
questions.
But she sits down. I go into my pitch, Jim, and a couple minutes into it, I can feel like my body's tensing up. I'm just, you know, and it was going fine, yeah. but I just knew it wasn't quite right. And I looked at Deborah, and I said, hey, Deborah, listen, I'm so glad you're here. I'm honored that you took the time out of your busy schedule to meet me and hear about this idea that I have for a new book. But I got to tell you, I'm so nervous. I'm, like, trying really hard to impress you. Can I just stop doing that and be myself? And even as the words were coming out of my mouth, you know, the voice in my head was saying, don't yeah. say that. And there was like a pregnant pause around the right. table. And all of a sudden, she laughed out loud and everyone else laughed. And she said, of course. And then I noticed that it just, I could take a breath. And then the conversation went to a whole different level. And
well,
of course,
but the
you
thing
know,
is,
ended
that's,
up
that's what,
the book, but it was
that's
a great
what sold your book, Mike. That's what sold your book.
Well, that's what the book's about, ironically, of course.
That's
right?
what sold your book, is you,
yeah,
you did
you know,
what you were writing about.
I didn't go in and do it like a shtick. That wasn't my plan.
Right.
You know, it just kind of came out. And I share that as an example because when I'm talking about this, particularly to small business owners, to people in business, when we walk into the meeting, when we really need the business, when we really want to impress people, you know, I'm not saying you have to tell them, oh, my gosh, I'm so nervous, unless that's true. But the reality right. is the best approach always is to just be yourself, be honest, be real. None of us are perfect. All of us have our flaws and our
right.
challenges. The goal in life isn't to somehow cover them all up and hopefully no one will notice that there's anything wrong.
But what I like about what you did, Mike, and I really think this is a very important lesson, this may be the most important lesson about authenticity, is you found yourself doing something that was you were headed in a direction
yep.
that you were uncomfortable with.
Yep.
We all do it.
Yes.
And you stopped. You claimed it that
yes.
that direction. You sort of apologized for it. You said, "Can I start over?" So many of us don't know how to do that, or are afraid to do that. And I have a story, a quick one. I called on a guy. I was a young pup working for Xerox. I called on this curmudgeon old guy at a plant one time, and I laid my best pitch on him, and he said, "Well, Jim, you've certainly given me the business."
Mm.
And he stood up and walked me out the door, and turned around and went back. And I stopped and I said, you know what? That wasn't a very good job. I didn't do a very good job. And
yeah.
so I literally did an about face, went back in his office, and I said, sir, I didn't do a very good job. Would you let me start over?
Wow.
He said, yes, Jim, have a seat. And you know what? I just did what you did.
Yep.
And I always had his business.
You know, and that's so great, Jim. I mean, being able for you as a young man doing that, for anyone listening, you know, it can be tough because we're trained in a certain way, directly and indirectly, to have it all together, to let our ego lead the way.
It doesn't always work that way.
No, and so.
But you can recover.
Really
you can be redeemed, can't you?
Personally or in businesses, that's for us to be ourselves.
You can recover. You can be redeemed.
Absolutely.
And don't ever forget that. And that's what this season's all about too, Mike.
Yes, it is.
About being redeemed. Hey, Mike, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Hey, thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry
Jim.
Christmas to you and yours. The book is called Be Yourself. Everyone else is taken, actually, on the book. That's what it says. Mike Robbins, he'll be back. I will be too. It'll be tomorrow. I'm Jim Blassing, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.